guys, what's up? It's the 90 day YouTube challenge. I'm Aarti. Today I'm going to continue talking about depression, how I have dealt with it and coped up with it over the past few months. And I'm sure there are so many of y'all out there who, you know, have felt something like this at some point of time or could be going through something like this right now. So this is just my effort to, you know, come out and speak about it on this platform. So yesterday I spoke about the stage one of depression, which is denial. So out of the few months that I have been through it, I've realized there are three stages which most people go through. Number one is denial, number two, acceptance, and number three is recovery. So now yesterday I spoke about, you know, denying things, how, you know, initially even my whole response to what was happening was denying what is happening to me, denying what I'm feeling, denying getting help, which is a very common thing that we all go through, but it's a very common mistake as well. I can speak from personal experience and say the more you deny what you're feeling, the more you're going to feel it, because it's like a rule, right? Whatever you resist persists. And also, the earlier you stop denying and start accepting what you're feeling, the earlier you can move on to the next stage, which is recovery. So that's why accepting what you're feeling is extremely important. Because, you know, once you sit face to face with your feelings and emotions, and once you try and understand what you're feeling, why are you feeling it, and once you try to make sense of it rather than showing them your back and running away from them, that's when you know, start dealing with life like mature adults. And that's when you know, start dealing with challenges, like sit in front of them and deal with them rather than running away from them. That is why acceptance is really important. But now when I say acceptance, I do not mean resignation. Acceptance isn't like letting depression take over, you know, your life, consume you completely and sit there doing nothing about it. Accepting means understanding what you're going through, and understanding what you're going through isn't permanent. It is just like a condition that can completely be treated, and you can, you know, come out of it successfully at any given point of time. Now, why is it important to accept your depression? It's very easy, you know. Once you stop agitating with what you're feeling, once you stop struggling with what you're feeling, your mind instantly is at peace. Once you give the thoughts that are going through your mind the freedom to flow freely, there's minimum resistance. And once there is minimum resistance, there is the least amount of disturbance. And once your mind is, not resisting, not struggling, is not disturbed, is at peace, is when it will start working towards the recovery. So it's as simple as that. So at any given point of time, understand that if you are going through feelings that are completely new to you, have never happened to you, and, you know, are suddenly taking over your, you know, entire state, do not get disturbed by it, do not get agitated, just sit there and let those feelings be. And, you know, do not try to fight them out, or do not try to struggle too much with it. It's a very important step of acceptance. Another really important part of acceptance is being kind to yourself, because these are the times when you need to be the most kind to yourself and forgiving yourself for feeling what you're feeling. A lot of times, and a lot of people or friends that I've interacted with who have been through something like this end up beating themselves up for feeling whatever they're feeling, you know, for making people around them uncomfortable, for, you know, bringing in a certain energy in the family. But just let go of all those thoughts, because, you know, until or unless you don't give yourself the freedom to sit there, feel it, deal with it, you're not going to overcome it. So these are the things that you need to keep in mind while dealing with depression. If there are any more things that you guys would like to share, if you've been through something similar, if you're going through something similar right now, if you have any interesting coping mechanisms which have helped you, which could help others, please feel free to share it in the comments below. On that note, I'm going to take a leave and see you guys tomorrow with something new. Bye-bye.